are tuning in to another episode of the Mind of a Renegade podcast. This is your humble host, Renegade X, the one that you love to hate. And this episode will be about the psychology of Naruto Uzumaki. Now, I am not a psychologist. I am currently studying psychology. I'm just putting what I know to the test. And I do not remember every detail that went on through the Naruto series. I'm just, remembering what I remember. And disclaimer, if you have not seen the full series of Naruto, do not listen to this right now. Go finish watching the series, then come back and listen to this podcast to avoid spoilers and stuff like that. I'll count down from 7 seconds, just to let you know. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Short summary here. Naruto Uzumaki, born on October 10th. His parents both died, protecting him from the Nine-Tails attack. After that, he had gotten the Nine-Tailed Fox sealed inside of him. Well, part of it. Life was hard for him, because when he had the tail beast inside of him, growing up as an orphan who suffered years of hatred and social isolation by the Hidden Leaf villagers has influenced Naruto's character in many ways. Okay, so a good example of this, from the, trauma and stuff that he went through. First episode, when he did the graffiti on the Hokage stone faces, he did pranks like that just to get attention, because he didn't receive love and attention while growing up. I feel like the few people that, cared for him was Iruka, the ramen guy, Third Hokage, and Hinata. The reason I say the Third Hokage cares for him is because, since Naruto has his house, I believe the Third Hokage is paying for that. And, just other stuff that Naruto has as well. Naruto not having anyone to guide him through things, and that is why Naruto didn't know things like the average villager would know, or average ninja would know. Basically, Naruto was looking for love and attention and people to care about him. That is why he wanted to be Hokage, because he has been looked down like he couldn't be anything but just a mindless beast. That's why when he heard Neji say, "Once a failure, always a failure," and talking about you cannot change your destiny and stuff like that, Naruto was like, "No, I can change that." Just basically, Naruto believes once you have just certain events happen to you, you're just stuck to accept that. Naruto has been through a lot. He isn't the only one that has been through a lot. Naruto can understand Sasuke's and Gaara's pain. Gaara went through something similar to Naruto, but Gaara lost his mother, and his father treated him like an object of war. Sasuke had his whole clan killed and stuff like that, including his parents. Sasuke didn't have parents for a long period of time in his life, and so has Naruto. Naruto saw Sasuke like a brother. Gaara was hated, and the people of his village didn't want to interact with him. Matter of fact, Gaara was told he wasn't loved. He was told that he was hated. Now, when Naruto fought more battles and got older, he learned more things and empathized with more people and talked to them, which made them have a change of heart and change their perspective of things. Another relationship he had that was like a father figure to him was Jiraiya. So Jiraiya taught him chutsus and spent time with him. Now when Jiraiya died, it hurt Naruto deep, because he lost someone important to him. Definitely lost someone that was like a father figure to him, since Naruto didn't have his father in his life. Now when he fought Pain / Nagato and confronted him, he was about to kill him to avenge Jiraiya, but he stopped himself. He did the Taki no Jutsu that the Naruto fans made up. I didn't make up that term. To sum it up, he later met his parents. That's a good thing. Fought more battles. Ended up saving Sasuke and bringing him back to the village, and Naruto became Hokage. So basically just Naruto's whole life, you know, the isolation, being left alone because he had a tail beast inside him. Oh yeah, forgot to mention that he got that hatred out of the nine-tailed fox, aka Kurama. Forgot to mention that. Yeah, so Naruto was just basically looking for love and attention since he didn't receive that as a child. And I'm bringing up the psychology of Naruto is because there's people out there that have not received love and attention as a child. They went through traumatic experiences. You know, just minus the tail beast thing, of course. If you got anyone that you know that is fighting depression and going through loneliness and stuff like that, you know, go talk to them and interact with them and spend time with them and all that, because they would appreciate it. That is all I have to say for this podcast. Thank you for listening. Oh yeah, and don't forget this. Do not compare yourself to others. You are in competition with yourself. Be better. Thank you for listening, and have a good day.